A rally in hiring overshadowed by war. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Dow down 161 points at the close despite a much stronger jobs report than expected. 678,000 jobs created in February, but inflation is still outpacing wage growth.
We do have inflation. The president has acknowledged that. We understand that. He is focused on that.
Council of Economic Advisors Chair Cecilia Rouse blaming pandemic-related issues for global inflation and economic uncertainty made worse by the war in Ukraine. Meantime, President Biden boosting the effort to prioritize Made in America.
Today, we're issuing a rule to raise the amount of domestic content required to be considered Made in America from 55% to 75%.
He also announced another company's manufacturing pledge, a more than $50 million investment by tech company Siemens to produce equipment for electrical infrastructure. A flurry of meetings on both sides of the Atlantic again today as Russia continues its assault on Ukraine.
We'll keep open the door to dialogue and diplomacy, while making clear to the Kremlin that unless it changes course, it will continue down the road of increasing isolation and economic pain.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken beginning a trip to Europe by meeting with NATO's Secretary General Vice President Harris due in Poland Monday, while President Biden meets today with the President of Finland. An Amtrak engineer found not guilty for a 2015 derailment that killed 8 people in Philadelphia.
Brandon Bostian was at the controls of the train heading to New York as it entered an S-curve and he accelerated to 106 miles an hour, more than twice the speed limit. His lawyers say he was distracted by people throwing rocks in the area. Investigators say he thought he had passed the S-curve, but they found no evidence that he was impaired or was using his mobile phone at the time.
Fox's Roger Stern. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Yes. Charges in Chicago for two suspects accused of killing a man as he was hanging Christmas lights.
49-year-old Jose Tellez was beaten to death with a crowbar in a baseball bat on Chicago's southwest side as he hung up Christmas lights outside his home December 11th.
He gave us what we had. He was just the best dad.
Jose's son David and now police have names. 23-year-old Moses Barrios and 21-year-old Pedro Mendola, who face multiple charges and who prosecutors say were part of a 5-hour crime spree that day. Robberies and other crimes involving 14 victims. Chicago police say both suspects were recently linked to the crimes via DNA evidence and their fingerprints. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A congressman who spoke at a Trump rally just before the Capitol riot and voted against certifying President Biden's victory can still run for re-election. A federal judge today issuing a preliminary injunction blocking an effort by voters to disqualify North Carolina Republican Madison Cawthorn. A celebrity couple fundraises for Ukraine.
Ukrainian-born actress Mila Kunis and husband Ashton Kutcher making a push to raise $30 million to help victims of Russia's invasion, launching a GoFundMe page.
The principal challenge right now is logistics. We need to get housing and we need to get supplies and resources into the area.
So Ashton and I have decided to match up to $3 million worth of donations.
That $3 million match has been met. The largest single donation as of Friday, $2.5 million from philanthropist and venture capitalist Ron Conway. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Recapping the sell-off, the Dow drops more than 100 points, but had been down more than 400 during the session. The NASDAQ, more than 200. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.